You're listening to Drive On Live, with Jason Wilder.
And here we are on the Drive program here on Live 89.5. And we're coming up to the great events that are happening every month, gathering the yachting and the boating community together. And they're called the Grow Boating Networking Evening. The next one is coming up on the 1st of November, which is Friday. And I'm joined in the studio now with David Taylor, who is representing the yacht shop at Yacht Haven Marina. David, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, Jason. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well. Thank you. I'm really excited because we've just been chatting off the mic phone about what you want to chat about, and I'm well for it. I'm massively positive. So let's talk about the event itself quickly first. You've obviously been to some of the Grow Boating Networking Evenings.
Yep,
give a little rundown for anyone who's listening.
Basically, it's an opportunity for all of us in our industry, in the marine industry, to network, have a social, and just off the official working side of things, actually have a casual chat about what's going on in the industry, and a chance for us to promote various products and things that we're doing, and get feedback immediately from our rest of our colleagues at the end of the day.
Yeah, because sometimes you can have appointments, can't you? You can work out these kind of appointments where you're suited up and everything, and you forget to talk about some stuff, and after the appointment you're like,
Exactly.
Whereas more relaxed environment,
generally,
isn't it?
In the marine world, casual eating out and socialising, you get a lot of business done that way. Some people favour it, some don't. The classic example is boat shows. Have a look at boat shows and you see 99% of the yacht salesmen will actually be in the sort of local eatery and drinking establishments, not just on their stands.
Yeah, so it's fully taken off. And so this is the reason for Grow Boating Networking Evenings, of course. And the yacht shop at Yacht Haven Marina is going to be a drink sponsor, which is very nice. A few beverages there.
Yeah, I must note, though, we're not actually doing the event at Yacht Haven.
No, you're not. It's at the Alpo Grand Marine at the D-Deck Bar. And they're going to put on some food for anyone who attends. Just to run through, it is free to attend. Please bring your friends if you would like to go along. And anyone who might be interested in this community, because it is on the grow. And that's what it's all about. Now, David, let's talk about, of course, the yacht shop. It's very exciting. I'm really sort of buzzing for you. You obviously know what you're talking about. And this is at Yacht Haven Marina. Yeah.
Yeah, but we're based up at Yacht Haven Marina. We're basically a new chandlery in the marina, next door to the restaurant there. And we're actually part of a bigger picture. We have a sister company that we operate very closely with, which is Seal Super Yachts. And Seal Super Yachts, we look after the largest visiting vessels pretty much across the region and across the Indian and Pacific Oceans. But truth be told, Yacht Shop is primarily not just for big boats. It's all sizes of vessels, all equipment. Recently, we've actually done quite a few of the shows down in the south of France, and we've actually drawn up a couple of dealer contracts with serious suppliers where we're now looking after these products for sort of Southeast Asia and actually another product for the whole of Asia. And there is a third product I'll talk about, but that'll be at Grow Boating.
Okay, so let's start with one that is super impressive, because as you said before, we'll get onto this after you've explained it, not just for yachts, it could actually spread into everyone's homes or resorts or hotels, but especially for boats right now. What's the hot topic, David?
Yeah, the hot topic, and I've been around today and I've met multiple yacht dealers, yacht salesmen, yacht service and management companies. And one of the key things we have in the yachting industry is we're not very sustainable. We're not eco-friendly. Truth be told, there are products out there. And I've always, over 20-odd years, I've been very skeptical about anything that says eco or green or recycled. Truth be told, in our industry, there's very rarely anything that actually has those labels that works.
But as Bob Dylan sang, times are a-changing.
Times are a-changing. We've actually imported now, and we've got our first couple of pallets at the airport as we speak, of EcoWorks. EcoWorks have 14 products that cover the entire interior, exterior, and engine room jobs on yachts. And these products are working on enzyme and bacterial-based cleaning.
So they're cleaning products, yeah?
They're cleaning products where you're using specially formulated bacteria and enzymes that are cleaning and eating the dirt. All other ingredients are completely naturally sourced. And at the end of the day, it's not damaging the sea. Our strap line with EcoWorks is we are there to preserve the living sea, and that's what they do. These products also have been actually MARPOL approved, MARPOL standing for Marine Pollution, and this is the IMO governing body across the world. Truth is, they work, and believe you me, having spent the last, well, a week before last, all down on the south coast of France, where the biggest yachts are, chatting to captains, crew, bosuns, deckhands, they genuinely work. I wouldn't be sat here selling them if they didn't, to be honest, because 20 years in the industry, I've always been sceptical. But they do work, and not like we were saying, not just for the yachts. They'll also work in private villas, villa management companies, eco hotels, or anybody that really wants in their cleaning of whether it be a building or a yacht or a house or a villa, anybody that wants to improve their sustainability and their eco awareness. These are what we've got.
Which is the hot topic right now, because everyone, clients, of course, now they want to know that they're going out and they're not destroying the environment, that they're having a conscious time, that they can just really enjoy that and know that they are not doing a harm to where they're going to enjoy. So that is fantastic. And like you said, yeah, in the homes even, you go to the shops, any shops to get your cleaning products, there's very little option of an actual eco-friendly product.
You will actually see them, Jason. You'll see things that say biodegradable, eco-friendly. Truth is, it's often the case it's just a watered down or more diluted original product which contains chemicals and acids, etc. But actual enzyme and bacterial cleaning is breakthrough stuff, especially in Europe, where people are over the moon. There is one little note that I wanted to make, and there is one particular listener I know that will be happy. It actually originates from Welsh water, believe it or not.
Oh.
And that is the European hub for bacterial growth and enzymes.
Well, some of the best things ever come from Wales. That's guaranteed. And in the true form, in the beautiful greenery of Wales, it's an amazing.
Depends on a Rugby World Cup final.
We'll leave it out of that one. But that is fantastic, yeah. And good to know. Now, the Yacht Shop, of course, is distributing these products, and that's something that you'll be talking about at the Grow Boating Networking.
People absolutely
can connect with you. For anyone listening now who might not be able to get to Grow Boating Networking evening, how could they contact you, David, for these products?
Best way to contact us initially is our Facebook on Yacht Shop or our Instagram.
So that's the Yacht Shop
there, you'll find
Facebook.
Yacht Shop on Facebook and Yacht Shop on Instagram, and you'll find our contact details there. You can email me directly. Simply look at the email address is on there and address it to David and it'll come to me.
Well, I hope people do get in contact and do that, because obviously we, with the Phuket news here, we see a lot of stories with so much dirty filth going into the sea.
Oh yeah.
Occasionally that it does need to change, and that's obviously not just yachts, but as you were saying, hotels, resorts, etc. Listen up. Yeah. Now, something else that's really cool, the next step for what you want to talk about,
well,
Dave?
Following on from that, I mean, I'm sticking on the eco side of things and the sustainability and all down to, I believe, a lovely young Swedish lady's really inspired the world to think on these lines, again, is single-use plastics. I mentioned our sister company. Even 10 days ago, we loaded onto a yacht that is now up in Myanmar well over 1,500 plastic water bottles.
Wow.
Now, not a lot of people realise that was just for the crew for 2 weeks. A crew of 10.
And this has just been regular for years.
And this has just been like absolutely regular. A lot of people that aren't in the industry don't realise that most yachts, you don't actually drink the tap water, because the water systems harbour bacteria and they cause medical issues, can cause medical issues. Not do, but can. So what we're looking at is we've got a new product that we're coming in. We're now the distributors and service agent for Octo Marine Water Systems. Basically, we can install systems on yachts now where you can take the water from the dock, you can put it into your water tanks through this system, it will sterilize it, it'll purify it, and you'll even have taps at certain points on the yacht, in the galley, the owner's mess, the flybridge bar, where you can have boiling hot water, carbonated water, chilled water, tasting like mineral water, and know that you can drink it. Wow. One of those things, again, where we're not the most beautiful industry for eco and sustainability, but everybody in our industry, and certainly at Monaco Yacht Show, the word was sustainability. And us at Yacht Shop, that's what we want to do in this region. We live in paradise. Let's treat it as paradise.
Of course. I couldn't agree with you more. And in a time when people are gluing themselves to things to make sure people know about these, whether it's the climate change or not, or the emergency or not, the single-use plastics just have to be rethought. They have to be rescheduled. So more high-filtered sort of tap devices, as it were, and systems, water systems, rather than the single-use plastics.
It's a little bit more technical than just filters now. When we're talking about sterilisation, we are actually very carefully controlling either silver and copper electrolysis that will sterilise the system. Alternatively, there are other agents and chemicals that we use at parts per million. Not so, you're not pouring great litres of chemical into your water system. You're putting tiny parts per million, and these will sterilise the system.
So like using the colloidal silver and all that kind of technology. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. That makes complete sense, of course, So
keep your spares in the safe on the yacht.
Definitely. So that's fantastic. That's great. So that's another positive way to go in towards a fantastic experience for people. Again, clients will appreciate that, knowing that there's not these poor water bottles being used. So another great thing to talk about at the Grow Boating Network in the evening. Have you got anything else you want to say as well?
There is another... There is one more product that we're actually now dealers for Southeast Asia. It's called Fun Air. I'll actually divulge more on the evening at Grow Boating, but to give some of your listeners a clue, it gives you the opportunity to play on a large slippery sausage. an inflatable one.
Yeah, cool.
Say no more. Yes. I'll see you there in the evening.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Say no more, David. Say no more. So fantastic. That's cool to know about the environment being taken care of, that you're doing something really good. The yacht shop. For people who don't understand the term chandlery, it's basically a yacht shop. It's with all your marine sort of accessories that you might need to go along with, not just a character off Friends. But you can find that at the Yacht Haven Marina. It's a wonderful marina as well. Go up there and check it out. And of course, as David just said, find them on Instagram and on Facebook, Yacht Shop, and you'll find it there. Just type it in and search out. Have a fantastic time. Grow Boating Network evening. Next one is on Friday, the 1st of November. Drink sponsored from the Yacht Shop, and also food supplied, some nice snacks from the D-Deck Bar at Alpo Grand Marina. All are welcome, all are invited. David, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jason.
Live 89.5, your island, your station.